Yes.
Okay, we move on with the next talk. It's Martin, all yours. Thank you.
Good. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here. Happy to see a packed room. Well, that's impressive. I thought for today I'm going to talk a little bit about two very popular API technologies and try to bridge them, both of them. So my name is Martin. I love bikes and bananas. And I do love GraphQL. So a small disclaimer here, I'm pretty new to the open API world, but this is an exercise like what's happening when someone that does a lot of GraphQL tries to look into open API. So hopefully that can bring some interesting discussions. And if I'm saying something stupid, please let me know. I'm working at Apollo on this project called Apollo Kotlin, which is a GraphQL client for Kotlin. What Apollo Kotlin is doing is it takes a GraphQL schema, it takes an operation, so a query, process everything all together, and generate Kotlin. So Kotlin is a high-level general purpose language, mostly used on Android, but you can use it everywhere, like iOS, backend, lots of places. And it's all type safe, so you have your GraphQL server and